Writer Pat Conroy's experience at the Citadel, a South Carolina military academy, is the basis for several of his best-known books, including The Lords of Discipline. In his new book, My Losing Season, Conroy tells of his senior year on the Citadel's basketball team. He describes the time as a year spent perfecting the art of falling to pieces. Conroy says the trauma of that 1966 season helped him conquer the demons of his youth, including his tyrannical father, the inspiration for his book, The Great Santini. Conroy realized he needed to tell the story as he was driving from a book signing in Dayton, Ohio, with an old teammate, John DeBrasse.
He then said, "Conroy, do you remember the last game you ever played?" I said, "Yes, I do." "Did you remember how it ended?" "I sure do, John, but it must be painful to you." John had missed a layup in the final seconds of an overtime game against the University of Richmond, and we lost by 2 points. And then at the next stoplight, John DeBrasse leans over, grabs my wrist, and says to me, "Conroy, I think missing that shot partially ruined my life." And Bob, on that remark, I began the research for this book.
And meeting your old teammates again.
Meeting guys I had not seen in 30 years, guys I had loved, and my surprise, Bob, was going back to find out that not one of them knew how much I cared for them or felt about them, how much I gloried in their talent and how much I admired them.
Basketball for you was, among other things, a way of trying to deal with your father.
My father had been a great basketball player in Chicago and at a college named St. Ambrose. And I thought, mistakenly, that I could get Dad to notice me, to like me, to love me, because I took up his sport. I could not have been more wrong.
He was a very tough Marine, tough on you in many ways. Basketball was just another outlet for him to be tough on you.
You know, it never once made him proud that I was a basketball player. All he could do was tell me about how lousy I was. The great shock in the research was the East Carolina game, where my mother and father came down my senior year, the only game they ever saw me play. And I remember being excited about it, but I don't remember anything about the game at all. I remember only after the game, when I was sitting there in my sweaty uniform, and the manager came up to me and said, "Your father's waiting for you outside, Pat." So I went outside, and I remember my father putting he had large hands, and he put his hand against my chest and pushed me up against a cinder block wall, and he said, "Son, you're crap as a basketball player. Your team's crap, your coach is crap, and you couldn't hold my jock on the best day of your life." So when I went back to research the book, Bob, I was stunned to find I scored 25 points in that game.
Tell me about your coach.
Coach Mel Thompson, the second toughest man I've ever met. He was a great rebounder for NC State. He was this dark, mythical, hooded man. He did not relate to us. He did not give out compliments at all. I mean, there was no way in Mel Thompson's world. Everything was simply, it was screaming, it was discipline, it was yelling, "You're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not trying hard enough." And it eventually, I think, wore my team out. I think he broke my team spirit.
But you have ambivalent feelings about it.
I was terrified of him. You know, he was like a dad-like figure in my life. And I was intimidated by him, and he convinced me I could not play basketball at all. And I had to learn during this season not to listen to him. And I had to build my confidence from within. And it taught me a great lesson. And in the middle of the season, I had heard a voice in my head that said, "Don't listen to him. You can't listen to him. He's not good for you." And it was only when I began following that interior voice that my season and my fate changed.
Because up until then, you had been hearing his voice shouting,
"Exactly.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot." Every time I crossed the line, "Don't shoot, Conroy. Don't shoot, Conroy." And later in the season, when I heard him say, "Don't shoot, Conroy," the ball went up wherever I was on the court.
What do the other guys remember of that season?
It's tough for some of them. I took a poll at the end of it, and I said, "Okay, I'm only giving you two choices. Did you love Mel Thompson or did you hate him?" And I said, "I'm not going to let you go. You know, I respected him." Those are two choices you got. Nine of us, including myself, loved him. Three hated him. And all three of them had real talent as basketball players. Mel broke the good ones.
How'd you all do?
We were 8-17.
Ooh.
And it was a losing and miserable season by any measure.
Except that it was a great year for you in other ways.
It was a fabulous year for me, and I think it changed my life forever. I really do. It was the year that I first told people out loud that I wanted to be a writer. And I told people that I wanted to write novels. And I had an English teacher who would take my poetry and read it to me in his office. And he'd read it as though he were reading Yeats or Ezra Pound, even though it was some of the worst drivel ever written by an American. He took me seriously. And it was the year I found myself as an athlete, and I was not a good one. But I found I could play if I had confidence in myself, and if I just let the game take me and let it take me freely, and if I just played it with reckless abandon. And I found out good things about myself, that I could be successful if I listened to the deepest part of myself, the best part.
The Citadel has had an interesting history with you. At the time of the coeducation business, you came out for admission of women, and some people there didn't take kindly to that.
The Lords of Discipline seems like a cakewalk in memory to me now, after the Shannon Faulkner and the coming of women to the Citadel. That I thought my relationship with that college would never, ever recover from that. That was trauma. I had guys, you know, screaming at me in restaurants in Charleston. The Citadel would call me up and tell me it was unsafe for me to come to the campus. It was unsafe for me to come to football games. So I was surprised when the Citadel made friends with me after the admission of women. The Boo was my first book. And they gave us honorary degrees and had a parade for us. And it was a great day. And as the band started up, what you do is when your company comes by, is you step forward. You take one step forward, and you're allowed to salute your company. And the company's been briefed that you were once a member of Romeo, and that Romeo Company was where you came out of. And I had a surprise. As I'm sitting there, dressed in my middle-aged suit, as I saluted, my shock was that the first woman company commander was leading Romeo Company, and it was this young woman who was saluting me. And what I loved about her, she winked at me.
Writer Pat Conroy is the author of My Losing Season. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.